Greetings and welcome. This is Dan Stultz. I'm going to walk you through the process of going through the Azure documentation for Create a Virtual Machine running Windows in the Azure Preview Portal. Once logged into the Preview Portal, you'll want to go to the New button in the upper left-hand corner. From there, you can select Compute. And notice that there's lots of different images that I could select from. In my case, I'm just going to grab the Windows Server 2012 R2 Data Center image and build an image from that. One other thing that I want to point out is if you go to Marketplace, there's an enormous amount of additional images available to you. So for the Windows Server 2012 R2 Data Center, for creating this machine, I want to actually select the compute stack. Notice that by default, it's set to use the service management stack, which is the classic. In this case, I want to select the Use Resource Manager stack and then click Create. On this screen, this is where I fill out the required information for creating the virtual machine. So for the virtual machine name, I'm just going to call it my WSVM01. And for the username, I'm going to put in Azure User. And then my password. The password requires a complex password. I'm going to go ahead and give it a resource group name. And I could change the location if I wanted to do that as well. So I'm going to go ahead and select West US. Make a note of your username and password because that's what you'll need to log into the virtual machine once it's started. So I'm going to go ahead and click on OK. Now I get the opportunity to choose what size of a virtual machine that I want to create. In my case, I'm just going to go with a D1 standard. So I'm going to go ahead and click on that. So I'm going to go ahead and select. Premium storage is available depending on the size of machine you have and what region that your machine is in. In my case, I'm going to use a standard storage, but premium storage is a much faster for high I/O workloads. You'll notice that it automatically filled out information for my storage account, my virtual network, my subnet. I'm going to go ahead and keep the defaults, but you could absolutely change these if you have desire to do that. I'm going to go ahead and just click OK, which will automatically take me to the Summary tab. And this will give me a summary of all the things that I'm going to create with this resource group. I'm going to also point out that I have a pin to Startboard. This, if you leave that checked, it will automatically put it on your homepage, on your Startboard. So I'm going to go ahead and click on the Create button. Oh, sorry, I have to click OK. And then I can go ahead and click on Create. Notice it did put it on my Startboard, my homepage, and it says that it's provisioning. Once it's finished, I'll be able to see all of the stuff that makes up that resource group. Now, the resource group gives us the capability of managing multiple resources as a single entity. So my virtual machine, my network, my storage, all of it can be managed as one single entity. So I can do things like delete it, start it, stop it, et cetera, all of those things. It will work on all resources at the same time. To work with the resource group, even if you didn't turn on the box to add it to the Start menu, the way to get to it would be you can go to Browse All. You'll have if you scroll down to Resource Groups, and then you can filter by name. The one that I'm creating now is the My Demo Group. And as I drill down to that, you'll see the different components that we're in the process of building. And you'll see that the status is deploying. And if I drill down into the individual components, I can get additional information. The status of the virtual machine is in the process of creating it. And to get back to the home, I can just click on the home button. You'll also notice that during the creation, under notifications, I have one notifications, and it gives me the information of what's going on. I can also look at the audit logs for the creation of that group. And as I scroll down, you'll see the different operations that are being performed on the group. So these are the logs for the creation of this virtual machine. Once it finishes building, it will automatically take you into the virtual machine, and you'll notice under notifications that my deployment succeeded. From the virtual machine, you can now click the connect button. And just a reminder, you can get back to here from going to browse all and then drilling down to the virtual machine. So if I go to browse all, I can go get to it from the resource group, or I can get to it from the virtual machine. So in this case, it's going to be virtual machines because it's not classic. And this is the machine that I just created. I can click on that, and it will bring it up here. I can then click on the connect button, and the connect will bring up an RDP, allow you to download an RDP file. That RDP file is what's going to allow you to connect. So I'm going to go ahead and open, connect. And this is where the username that you created, you'll have to type in. So the username and password that you used whenever you created it, you'll need to put that in here. So click on use another account, and then put in your credentials. In my case, I used Azure user and my super duper password. Say yes. And you'll notice the first time you log in, it'll ask you, do you want to find PCs, devices, and content on this network and automatically connect to devices, printers, and TVs? If you're going to be connecting multiple machines to this network, then you'll want to say yes to this. And you're automatically presented with the dashboard. And this is now your server. It's up and running. Do with it as you please. A couple of little notes here. Whenever I do a shutdown, I can click on start and then power. I can do a disconnect, which will leave the machine up and running and logged in. I can do a shutdown, or I can do a restart. I'm going to go ahead and do a shutdown, and I'm going to say why I'm shutting down. I'm going to say other planned. Once the machine is shut down, you'll see that the status changed to stop. But what we really want is we want a deallocated status. So if you click the stop button, stop this virtual machine, do you want to stop? I'm going to say yes. By stopping the virtual machine, the status will actually change. Once you stop the machine, you'll see that the status actually changed to stop deallocated. You'll also notice that the public IP address is not filled in. You don't have to deallocate a machine, but if you deallocate a machine, you'll no longer be billed for that machine. But you'll also lose that public IP address. And the next time you start it up, which you can do by just clicking the start button, you'll get a new public IP address. For next steps, I'd like to encourage you to go to the Microsoft Azure. If you go to azure.microsoft.com, if you go to azure.microsoft.com, go to documentation. This is where we are now, the create Windows virtual machine. Create a virtual machine running Windows in the Azure Preview Portal. There's also an option to do the same thing using PowerShell in the Resource Manager. I would encourage you to try your hand with some PowerShell and get familiar with this interface, as it is very, very powerful.
Finally, I'd like to let you know about some Microsoft Virtual Academy training classes available to help you continue your education on Microsoft Azure. There is an Azure for IT Pros Deep Dive Jumpstart. A shortcut URL to that would be http://aka.ms/FY16Q1SeriesIAASJS. And there's also an Azure Network Fundamentals. That's available at http://aka.ms/FY16Q1SeriesNetFund.